out was like really golden. Amazing. It was amazing. We played two truths and a lie.
But you just like killed it.
We killed it, metaphorically. I'm gonna play Ghost Poet, and you're gonna have a great Thursday.
I'm 44 years old and life ain't golden. Like Jill Scott said, when you got no cash, got no check, but got no credit card, life is pretty hard. Sure you can see that, and plus underrated, plus bare knockbacks. Been showing the door cause they talking about cutbacks. And you think what next, left or the right door? Key in the door but the door won't open, and heartbeat frozen. Look to the heavens but nobody's coming, and the pie's in the oven. So you stop mind wandering and back to the present. It's a dinner for one with the dimmer lights on, and you're trying to get atmosphere like she was here, but she long gone like Rocky Balboa and Adrian. Teardrops while you sip on the Evian. Yeah.
No, 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 ain't on a license to kill like 00. I just wanna live life and survive it. No, 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 ain't on a license to kill like 00. I just wanna live life and survive it.
I gotta move, man, but it's hard when you're glued in place. I so desperately wanna leave this place. In a steamy hot bath, I just hide my face. The world looks different underwater. I could've had a son or a daughter. When I had a chance, should've chipped to Mallorca. Life is a funny thing, twists and turns, and in the bad times, it just breaks and burns. But as you get older, you just live and learn, and shrug your shoulders, and be the bigger man. But I remember nights in December, fairy lights and torn out wrapping paper, and happy times, now it's happy slaps and how big you got and all that crap. I'm not allowed that. I know there's reason apart, but I'll get through if I just remember that.
No, 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 ain't on a license to kill like 00. I just wanna live life and survive it. No, 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 ain't on a license to kill like 00.
Okay, hello. And welcome to Hymn Hunters International. My name is Lauren, and the normal host, co-host, Ben could not make it. So I have two special guests. Herschel, you're going to have to get on Amy's mic because your mic isn't up and running yet. But would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yes, I would love to introduce myself. I'm Herschel. I'm a senior at Tufts University, and I'm majoring in... fraternity and sorority studies.
Great. Really needed. Like a growing industry,
I would say. Niche.
Niche. I'm Amy, Lauren's life partner, who has been mentioned on the show. And what am I, the international listener?
Yes, our actual international listener.
Yes.
Well, welcome. It's nice to have some fresh faces on the show. So I guess we'll start as we normally do with a theme. I think our theme this week should be like guest appearances or like surprise visitors or like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
I like it. It seems appropriate.
Right, because this was like a little bit of a surprise. what's your favorite like guest appearance on a TV show? Hersh, get closer to the mic. Get closer to Amy's mic.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. I feel like this isn't exactly like guest appearances, but like the crossover episodes that Disney Channel used to have, like that's so sweet. Life of Hannah Montana, iconic, life-changing.
I would agree
that's
with that.
Yeah,
I forgot they used to do that.
Yeah,
that was so fun.
I thought it was fantastic.
Amy, what about you?
I don't know. That's a hard one.
I feel like mine maybe is Hillary Duff's guest appearance on Gossip Girl.
Oh, she was
I think that would have to be my favorite.
When she enters into a interesting relationship with Dan and Vanessa, leading to one steamy night.
That was a steamy night. I need to give a shout out to some listeners.
Yes.
To Ravi Patel, Natasha Khwaja, and Nishali Shah. And also, Ravi says Amy Osterin love her.
So. Oh, hi.
This might be the most listeners we've ever had on the show. So
Herschel really brings the audience.
Exciting. Okay, well, I'm trying to figure out how to get Herschel's mic to working. So in the meantime, I think we're going to start out with a song.
Okay.
Does anyone have a song suggestion of, like, something... like a guest, like a featuring, right? Yeah. Like, what's your favorite feature?
I mean, we could play a Hilary Duff song in honor of Hilary Duff's guest appearance on Gossip Girl.
Does Hilary Duff have, like, a song with a feature? Is she featured on a song?
I feel like she's a really independent artist.
She really is.
I don't really know if she does a lot of collabs. We could play a Hilary
Duff featuring Hailey Duff.
Are there, was that
a song? Wait a minute. Do they...
They have Material Girls.
Do we dare play Material Girls?
I think we should
play
Material Girls.
This is where this night is going.
I wonder if I can find it on... I don't think it's on Spotify.
When I think feature, I always think Nicki Minaj because she, like, defines the feature, contemporary music.
Well, okay, let's start with Amy's request, Material Girls by Hillary and Hailey Duff.
Oh, did you find it?
I did find it on YouTube. And then maybe we'll go into Herschel's request. And okay. Nicki, something
wow,
Nicki Minaj.
I would be honored.
We do have to find one that's clean, though. So, there is that. But it's okay. We'll work on it.
Okay, we'll work on it.
Thanks to everyone who's tuning in tonight on this very special guest-themed episode of Hymn Hunters International. Enjoy.
Living in a material world, and I am a material girl. Living.
That is an iconic song. When I was like maybe 9 or 10, my dad, as like a newly divorced parent, like had to figure out what to get me for Christmas, and he got me the Material Girls movie starring Hillary and Hailey Duff as they try to save
iconic.
Their father's cosmetic company. And I probably watched it 10 billion times, and I think he might have wanted to hurt me a little bit, but it holds a special place in my heart.
I don't know this song. I think this is the first time I've heard it, but I definitely feel like it's the Kaio drinking song, you know?
Well, spoken like a true Greek life Greek studies life. Major.
It's just, I've committed myself, you know?
So before we like really get this show going, should we talk about like how we know each other?
Yeah.
For like of our like many listeners who want to know.
So for those who don't know, Lauren went abroad.
I went abroad. I'm really subtle about
Lauren
it.
Lauren did go abroad.
I did go abroad. As did Amy and Herschel. And guess where we all went abroad to?
Paris.
So I think we really just bonded over wheels of cheese and endless baguettes.
And like the comically like bad infrastructure of the Tufts and Paris
right,
abroad
and
program.
Just like the crushing oppression that is French society.
That's true.
Really, just brought us all together.
It was really agonizing, but it was fun. I think though that we're some of the least vocal people about our abroad experiences. Mm. I mean, I think I do it like ironically.
True.
I think we all do it ironically, but I'm not like TBT to. You know, like, let's do a house crawl at Tufts in Madrid.
Calling out everyone today. You know.
Love it. So, okay, theme for the day, guest appearances. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about guest appearances.
What, like, guest appearance on an album, like, shook you the most?
On an album?
Mm. On an album.
Wow.
I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think.
Well, the recent one that's coming to mind is like Future's guest appearance on Taylor Swift's new album. Like,
oh,
honey, what are you doing there? Like,
I have not yet.
Look what we made her do.
Like, you good?
Look what you made her do.
That song sounds like I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt.
Wait.
And this is why the song.
Say not, more.
Like, look what you made me do. Like, I'm too sexy for my... And
whoa.
So, right, this is what I'm talking about. It's like, that's why the song is so catchy, is because it's
and because that song's stolen. An icon.
Exactly.
Right. Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. From what I've heard about Taylor's new album, this like I haven't listened to it because I don't want to give her my money.
True.
And it's not on
I have
Spotify
not either. I did listen to the previews on iTunes because I was very curious, but that's it.
That's fair. From what I hear, like a lot of the songs do still sound like old Taylor.
Mm.
And so the old Taylor is not dead. She's very much alive. Still canceled, but alive.
Still canceled, right.
And I think the whole dead thing was definitely just a marketing.
Oh, for sure. Right. But like the fact that she's sounding like Snake.
Apologies,
yeah.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Oh my God. Very interdisciplinary of you.
There is apparently a song about Ed Sheeran.
I did. Tell us more, Amy.
I read this on a BuzzFeed article, so you know it's true. But there's a song about, I forgot what it's called, but the lyrics are like something about the shape of you and I want to be more than your best friend and
ooh,
something about a drunken kiss and
sums up my college experience.
Wait, I relate to that so much.
It's relatable content.
Relatable
warning,
content. But, great. Yeah. Great.
So, you know, some gossip for you.
Some hot gossip. Okay, so should we play another song?
We could play another song.
We could. Do you have a request? Urshel's your move. Amy picked the last one. So the ball's in your court.
You know, the ball is in my court. I used to play tennis, by the way. I was really good at tennis. I played like intensively. Like I was a little mini like Roger Federer, except I don't hit one-handed backhands
because
that's pretentious.
Right.
But let me see.
So wait, what is this related to?
Is this tennis related?
Or is this just balls in your court?
Oh, well, Tennis Court by Lorde is a great song,
that
but
is
it's
a good
not
song.
A feature.
Oh, there is. We could play. Wait, no. Never mind. I'm trying to think, is there a Lorde song that...
Doesn't she have a new, something on, like, a remix that was with, I don't know, maybe not. Homemade Dynamite, that's it. Oh wait, it's explicit, we can't play it.
Ooh.
Sorry. Oh, wait. No, wait, it's also explicit. Let's see.
Oh, today's a rainy day.
Today is
so
a rainy
day. I feel
day.
Like we should play, so when... I was in hashtag Paris, and
right.
The weather was really bad. And
which it was which the it, whole the time we were there.
And towards the end, I would listen to music that matched my
right.
kind of, oh no, this song isn't clean. It's got one, I wonder if there's a clean version.
Oh, wait, we're getting a call. Someone want to pick it up.
Herschel,
you want to pick up the phone?
Who is
you got to press the button. Press the button next to the blinking light up the on the top right.
Hello.
wait, no, maybe the other button on the on that one.
Hello.
Oh, there you go. I think you got it.
Oh my. Okay, Harry Paul is literally calling the station, and I feel attacked.
Harry, do you have a song request?
Do you have a song request of a feature that's clean?
This is like the most action this show's gotten in a long time. okay.
Usually I'm the only listener.
I know. Amy's usually our only listener. Dedicated, though, for sure.
Quavo is featured on OMG, which is... so... Canola...
Right.
Is,
right.
Blacklisted from this radio station.
Sure.
In honor, I know that Ben, even though Ben isn't here right now,
right.
he would also agree with this.
Right.
And so I don't think that we'd be able to play Havana. Also, it's going Fair. Number one on Billboard next week, so it's already got enough attention.
Okay, but so we're not gonna, calling. we don't endorse Havana on this show,
I'm
apparently.
Now, but thank you so much for calling in. I'm just gonna go home now and wash my arms. Thank you.
Hey, wow. First
okay,
there's a call of the day.
Okay, so the song that I stole that from Tina Fey, by the way.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, I steal a lot of comedic material. That's actually not true. People steal from me. So anyway, the song that I would suggest is "Quit" by Kashmir Cat featuring
Ooh.
Ariana Grande.
Oh, I do really, I really
it was
like
my
that
Paris
song.
There's a clean version on YouTube, so I think that should be okay.
Okay, I'm gonna look that up on YouTube because I can't find that.
It was very meditative and kind of represents the latter part of my actually I think my general spring semester.
That's honestly very fair. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna play it. This is "Quit," a request from Herschel on this special guest appearance episode of Hymn Hunters International. Enjoy.
Devil, you know, and I don't disagree. No, I don't see the harm. They say you crazy, just leaving me suffocate you. But I wanna be in your arms. They say, no, don't pick up the phone. Let them think they're nobody home. But I'm under your spell. Cause when you call, my heart starts to roll. I always want more. It's my heaven, my hell. We're heading deep inside. Lives a void. But I can hear the voice when your heart beats next to mine. I can quit you. I can quit you. I can quit you. I can quit nothing but the burning of desire, and that's just foreplay. We're heading deep inside.
That was, Herschel, you wanna introduce that song?
Yes, that was Quit by Kashmir Cat, mm-hmm. featuring the international pop star and vocalist of our generation, Ariana Grande.
That was a really good feature. Thank you for suggesting that one.
You're welcome.
So we're gonna take a little interlude to talk about something that's been on all of our minds the past 24 hours, and that has been the lack of links for Riverdale.
Riverdale is, for those of you that might not know, Riverdale is the sensational TV show sweeping the nation.
Teen drama.
We discussed some theories.
Can we say them on air? Are they clean?
Oh, no. I don't. Some of these theories aren't.
No. Like theories on, like,
Who the Black Hood is.
Okay, so let's introduce the Black Hood. So the premise of the show, well, the first season, the show was about a murder. And now it's not really about the murder anymore, and, like, no one really cares.
Right,
and now it's about this, like, this person who goes by the name of the Black Hood because they, like, wear a Black Hood.
Right.
And they're, like, terrorizing the town of Riverdale and going after the youngsters of Riverdale High, especially Betty Cooper. She of the ugly sweaters and tight ponytail.
Betty Cooper is really... Okay, but Alice Cooper, the mom, is another level of cray-cray.
She's so hot,
okay, she's really hot. The entire cast of Riverdale is extremely
really
hot.
This is
and
true.
If they're all not regularly hooking up, then, like, I don't understand why even bother being part of that show. But, yeah, Alice Cooper's crazy.
Anyway, so we don't know who the Black Hood is, but in theory, it's a character that we would already recognize.
Yeah.
My theory is that it's Hiram Lodge, Veronica Lodge's
father.
My father, Hiram Lodge.
Yeah, that's true. Amy, who do you think it is?
I agree with that, but I've also read theories that it could be Betty's dad. Or
Betty's twin.
Didn't
she have a twin that her mom gave of her adoption or something like that?
And he is coming at some point.
Oh,
like,
yeah, because they cast
him. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Weird. I think it's Nicolas Cage.
That's plausible.
I think it's completely plausible. If I had to pick someone, I feel like... So... I think I've already read this theory online, so I can't claim it to be my own. But Betty does have a long lost brother because Alice gave away.
We were just talking about.
Wait, did you say that?
We were just talking about.
I thought you were saying Betty's dad.
And then we were talking about
Brother. Oh, that's really awkward. I'm so sorry. It's Amy. That's my
Right. Yeah. I mean, I feel like at this point I wouldn't even be surprised if like the black had like pulled off their hood and it was like Veronica.
Yeah.
Or
something.
Yeah,
no,
you know
what I mean?
Like, Betty. It could be Betty.
It's like herself. It's like she.
Well, yeah, because there was that weird scene.
Right, where he's like put on the.
Look. I don't know. Okay, here's
look in the mirror.
Here's the thing about Riverdale. Anybody could write the show.
Anybody.
Like, you can predict.
No, not even anybody. Like a... just like a... like a 12-year-old.
Like, yeah. Like literally
from Minnesota could write the show.
We're so sorry, Nav. Minnesota's fine. Well,
okay,
actually...
Okay, maybe not from, like, North Dakota. Like, it's just, like anyone... like, someone who's just... okay. Someone who's just very out of touch with, like, reality.
Someone from, like,
and,
the Appalachian region. Is that what you mean? Like,
no, I just...
like
someone,
an Amish person.
No, yeah.
Like,
someone who has no idea, like, what's been happening in the world in the last 10 years could write this show.
But
you know
like
what I'm saying?
Tops. Yeah.
True. But, like someone who thinks that, like, kids call illicit substances jingle jangle could
jingle
write this
jangle.
Jingle jangle is the name of the drug, of the controlled substance.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the uncontrolled substance that is all over Riverdale.
And every time the police are like, another death from the jingle jangle. Like, I can't keep it together.
Like, I don't know how these actors also keep a straight face when they're doing the
show.
True.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, it makes me think of that, of like 50 Shades of Grey, when like, like the just terrible dialogue. And like, how do you get through, how do you as a person get through that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But well, we were angry because we were going to watch Riverdale last night, and we, since we don't have cable, there are these streaming websites, and usually there are links posted within minutes of the show finishing airing. Mm-hmm. And this is the second time in like 3 weeks where there haven't been any links up for like 2 hours past the time the show stops airing. And so we were really... angry. Amy didn't even come because she was livid.
I just stayed home and cried.
But the forums were angry.
People
were
sad faces.
Furious.
They would sad react.
Sad reacts outraged. Only. Outrage within the Riverdale fandom. Mm-hmm. So actually, if anyone has tips on how to watch Riverdale without cable, like the night it airs, we would love to hear them.
Right. We would also love to hear your theories.
Yeah.
If you have any Riverdale theories, call in.
Harry, don't call in.
915-9636. Call in. Tell us your Riverdale theories.
Wait, I just got a text from Ravi Patel with a link.
Oh, are these? Oh, thank you. Ravi does watch a lot of TV. So there's that.
If this link was up last night, then it would
be
of use to us.
Also, speaking of sad reacts, I just had this tangential. Like thought. So do you think they're good? Facebook is going to bring back thankful reacts for Thanksgiving?
Oh God, I really hope not. I mean, just first of all, anything Thanksgiving themed is like a little cringy, you know? It's like, ooh, like do you really know what you're doing here? Mm-hmm. But then again, Mark Zuckerberg, future president of the US, you know, has to appeal to all those good thankful people out there, you know what I mean?
I feel like I did like the thankful react.
Hashtag thankful.
I feel like the thankful react is in between.
Thanks, Amy.
The thankful react is, I think, in between like and love.
Like and love.
And
interesting.
So I thought that they were going to keep it because I think it's an appropriate reaction, but I also feel like it could be the new sad react and lose all of its meaning.
Mm.
You know? And it could just...
That's quite a theory.
Yeah. This is really, you know, an area of concern.
Right.
I think.
Right. So what will the future of the thankful react be? Will it be just destroyed if it is brought back for Thanksgiving? Will people embrace it? Call in.
call in. If you'd like to call in French, by the way, we can totally have a
between the three of us, we definitely can translate the conversation.
Because, we did study abroad
in France.
Right. If you didn't know.
Okay, I think we're going to transition to a song. This is Amy's. We're going back to Amy now. Amy's request. This is Promiscuous.
It's
an iconic duo, Nelly Furtado and Timbaland. Fits well for our theme, our features theme. So enjoy.
Didn't think so.
How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're giving really drives me crazy. You don't have a play about the choke. I was at a loss for words first time that we spoke.
You're looking for a girl that'll treat you right. You're looking for in the daytime with a light.
You might be the type if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night.
You expect me to just let you hit it, but will you still respect me if you get it?
All I can do is try, give me one chance. What's the problem? I don't seem to ring on your hand. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm curious about you, you seem so innocent.
You wanna get in my world, get lost in it. Boy, I'm tired of running, let's walk for a minute.
Miss you is girl, whatever you are, I'm all alone, and it's you that I want.
Miss you is boy, you already know that I'm all yours, what you waiting for?
Miss you is girl, you teasing me, you know what I want, and I got what you need.
Miss you is boy, let's get to the point, cause we all alone, you ready?
Roses all red, some diamonds are blue. Chivalry is dead, but you're still kinda cute.
Hey. I can't keep my mind off you. Where you at? Do you mind if I come through?
I'm out of this world, come with me to my planet. Get you on my level, do you think that you could handle it?
They call me Thomas, last name Crown. Recognize gang, I'ma lay mine down.
I'm a big girl, I can handle myself. But if I get lonely, I'ma need your help. Pay attention to me, I don't talk for my health.
I want you on my team.
So does everybody else.
Baby, we can keep it on the low. Let your guard down, ain't nobody got it over. If you were the girl, I know a place we can go.
What kind of girl do you take me for?
Miss you is girl, whatever you are, I'm all alone, and it's you that I want.
Miss you is boy, you already know that I'm all yours, what you waiting for?
Miss you is girl, you teasing me, you know what I want, and I got what you need.
Miss you is boy, let's get to the point, cause we all alone today.
Don't be mad, don't get me.
Don't get mad, don't be me.
Hey, don't be mad, don't get me.
Don't get mad, don't be me.
Wait, I don't mean no harm. I can see you with my t-shirt on.
I can see you with nothing on. Feeling on me before you bring that on.
Bring that on.
You know what I mean.
Girl, I'm a freak, you shouldn't say those things.
I'm trying to get inside of your brain and see if you can work me the way you say.
It's okay, it's alright. I got something that you gon' like.
Is it the truth or are you talking trash? The game MVP like Steve Nash.
Miss you is girl, whatever you are.
Play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Okay, that was our obligatory donations PSA. And now, from our lovely guest, Amelia, we're going to hear a PSA of the day. Amy, take it away.
Okay. can't. Okay. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell. Basically, be safe using a ladder. And for more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Ladder safety, it's not a joke,
yeah.
People. It's not a joke.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project...
Oh my god, whoever wrote that deserves, like, a Pulitzer Prize. That was amazing.
That was,
you know,
hysterical.
They were like, this is my moment.
This is my moment.
To make a difference.
This is really going to prevent injuries from falling off ladders. Mm-hmm. Thank you for reading that, Aim. That was really great.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was really good.
That was great. So I think on to our next quick feature. Amy's going to give us her seasonal recipe recommendation of the day. Ready, set, go.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay. Oh. You can make an easy chocolate pecan pie.
Oh, tell us how.
All you need. This is the longest article. Okay.
Is this like from Snapchat? Is it like, I don't have Snap anymore. It doesn't have those features where you can...
No, this is because Amy is the baker extraordinaire of Tufts University.
This is from lovefromtheoven.com.
Do you run this blog?
Yeah.
Be low key.
So all you need, one ready-made pie crust.
Oh, easy.
Brown sugar, eggs, flour, corn syrup, butter, vanilla extract, pecans, and chocolate chips.
And you kind of mix it all together and it makes a pie?
Sugar,
you combine, spice, and everything nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you combine the sugar and the eggs, then the flour, then all the other stuff. And then you just pour it into the pie shell and bake it at 350 for an hour.
That was great. Thanks for the recipe recommendation of the day.
Welcome.
Also, what's in season right now? Like, if you're at your local grocery store, what should you be looking for?
Pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkins.
Mm.
They serve pumpkin. They sell pumpkins at Tower now, apparently. There's also a pumpkin at the Res, and someone's
like
just written
pumpkins?
Help on it.
I love that.
Because it lost its stem.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Pecans.
We're leaving this segment, but Amy, good job. What?
Plums,
yeah.
Ooh.
Citrus, no, like from South America. Like like clementines, right? That's,
I like clementines.
Cuties, that's a winter
halo
thing.
Halos, yeah. Right, those are the clementines.
Aren't those cuties?
Right? Cuties, I don't know. They're
maybe
multiple.
Where you're from, they're called halos.
That's true.
Yeah, I've been loving the clementines lately. I have to say.
What a segment this was.
This was a great segment. Okay, I have a song to play. It's a featuring song. This song is kind of just like a song I've been like jamming to lately. Mm-hmm. Just a fun little bop. It's from like a while ago. It was called The Wonder Years by the Oh My's, featuring Chance the Rapper and Nico Siegel. I'm not really sure how to say his name. It's a really nice little song. It's clean on Spotify, so we're going to play it. Enjoy.
When I was a snot nose, my papa told me, all you got is family, son, soon you'll see. Always hold your mama's hand when you're crossing that street. What papa told me. When I was a snot nose, my papa told me, all you got is family, son, soon you'll see. Always hold your mama's hand when you're crossing that street.
Boys don't catch a slip and put a whooping on that backside. Papa was a man, let you know where you stand. Lucci and I, Papa never lied. Back when I was younger, sat me on his knee. Said, that's the kind of man you gon' grow to be. A man's word is strong, always rests his wrongs. Matter what the trouble, we got to carry
when
on.
When I was a snot dude, my papa told me, you know you got this family. So soon you'll see, you always hold your mama's hand when you cross the next street. What papa told me, when I was a snot dude, my papa told me, you know you got this family. So soon you'll see, you always hold your mama's hand when you cross the next street.
Hey Dad, I remember what you told me.
Like, little chancellor, pull your pants up, stick and move, son. Keep your hands up. Somebody puts you down, better stand up.
Don't wear no jewelry, nigga. Them shits is handcuffs.
Don't need no back talk. That mean don't talk back. You going back for fall? You plan to fall back? Nah, cool. Jack's five, sell CDs and packs for five. Better wrap your heart out, Rooster Boy, cause them streets will eat your ass alive. Artists. Darkest moments are the farthest from the barbecue. Father's Day in barbershop, fishing at the park with you. Act right when I'm not with you. Still asking what I should do. Gotta watch the throne cause it's time to flow. But I got what I got from
when
one
I
of
was
you.
A snot dude, my papa told me, you know you got this family. So soon you'll see, you always hold your mama's hand when you cross the next street. What papa told me, when I was a snot dude, my papa told me, you know you got this family. So soon you'll see, you always hold your mama's hand when you cross the next street. What papa told me,
now that I'm a young man, the devil's haunting me. He won't let me sleep. I see him in my dreams, and every day I wake, my soul it tries to take. But papa taught me stay the course and pray for better days.
No mind what they say,
be what you about if you are who you say. No need to speak in cloud. Papa's love was strong when he held you in his arms. Could nothing ever break that bond.
When I was a snot dude, my papa told me, you know you got this family. So soon you'll see, you always hold your mama's hand when you cross the next street. What papa told me, when I was a snot dude, my papa told me, you know you got this family. So soon you'll see, you always hold your mama's hand when you cross the next street. What papa told me.
Okay, that was The Wonder Years by the Oh My's featuring Chance the Rapper and Nico Siegel. I really like that song. It's been a little bit of a jam.
It was very chill.
It's very chill. So last night we were at Herschel's house. I was at Herschel's house. I got a little booty call. I went over.
I have girls over all the time.
There's another lady there as well.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Plus the three ladies you live with.
I'm a one man frat house.
You're like, a one man frat house. And we had a wild night. We ate some cheese and baguette and a little salami, a nice like charcuterie, and then we watched The Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, this is my first time watching The Great British Bake Off. It was wild.
It's wild.
So this one that we watched, this poor woman's cake just imploded.
I need to preface this by saying that this woman is like very proud of her baking prowess.
She's been baking for 40 years.
She was perfecting this one cake recipe for 40 years. That cake was like fine. But then they were asked, there's a showstopper challenge at the end where there's it's all about presentation. And they had this walnut cake that they had to make. And as Lauren said, she had chocolate mousse involved.
So bad.
And it never set.
Right. The mousse didn't set. That was her fatal flaw. Mm.
The mousse didn't set. And she tried to take it out of the pan, and the liquid mousse just started oozing
everywhere.
Out.
It's disgusting.
It was really gross.
And she just, and she had to bring it up to the judges and like present it to them.
With a straight face.
With a straight face. And it was just hilarious. Like everyone was trying to be all British and proper and like polite to each other. But like, it was so funny.
Mm-hmm. No, it was wild. It was so funny that I felt the need to make a GIF out of it.
A really good GIF.
And so if anyone would like to see this GIF, I'm more than happy to send it to you. And I also have some recommended captions.
Do you have any recommended GIFs?
Do I have any recommended GIFs? Most of my GIFs come from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Because
of course they do.
The cast of this show,
right.
I just think they're actually comedic geniuses in a way. And their one-liners are fantastic. Mm-hmm. Their facial expressions are absolutely spot on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're making moves in the social media world.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. When Ben's here, you do recommended reads. When Herschel and I are here, you do recommended gifts.
Amy, what's your recommended gift?
I don't know. I like the one that Herschel just showed me.
Yeah.
That's a really good gift.
Also, any Riverdale gifts, I'm all
true.
For.
True.
Also, you should follow Riverdale memes on Facebook.
We endorse Riverdale memes. Yeah. It's great. It's a wonderful way to keep up with the Riverdale community. Mm. There are dozens of us. dozens.
All across the greater Boston area.
Coming to like a white suburb near you. It's great.
Lauren, any recommended gifts?
Well, I don't know if you count this as a gift, to be honest, but it's the recent one I've been loving is the girl who gets a parking ticket and has a breakdown in her car and is I called the police to see if I could go to jail instead of paying this parking ticket. And she's like, I have $37 to my name. And I was like, wow, that's really relatable.
Very relatable.
That is good. That is good. I think I tagged myself in that meme because I really didn't know who else to tag.
Can you talk to us about like tagging yourself in memes? Like in general, like what does that mean? Like what statement are you trying to make?
I think it's in furtherance of the relatable content phenomenon where it's so relatable that you don't want to tag another person.
Right.
Because that kind of relinquishes your ownership of that relatable content.
Right. Right.
And so tagging yourself in a meme is adding yourself. It is literally adding yourself.
Wait, is this the topic of your thesis?
I'm writing a thesis as an international relations. I'm sorry, as a fraternity and sorority studies major, I'm actually writing a thesis on the effect of relatable content on dissolution of fraternities. And kind of the relationship between that. And I'm finding a positive correlation between that. So
right.
The more relatable that content is, the more likely it is for a fraternity to dissolve.
That's relatable content.
I think we need to remember that correlation is not causation.
Important.
That's an important distinction to make.
Right. Okay, I think we're going to play a little game. I'm going to say the name of a celebrity, and you have to say what show that celebrity guest starred on.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So this is like weird celebrities that you wouldn't think
awkward.
Would have
guessed. Okay.
Right, okay. So we're going to start with Snoop Dogg. What show has Snoop Dogg guest starred on?
I feel like I've seen this. Would I have seen it?
You might have seen it. I don't think that you watched the show, but you've definitely heard of the show.
Days of Our Lives.
Mm-mm. Good, great guess. He actually guest starred on 90210 in 2011.
Oh.
Okay, next one. Let's see. Larry David. This is a weird one.
Is it a teen?
It's a teen show.
It's a teen show. Is it Gossip Girl?
No, it's Hannah Montana.
What?
David played himself in the cameo and couldn't get a seat at a fancy restaurant because he wasn't famous enough. Hannah Montana, however, breezed right through. Okay, Justin Bieber.
I feel like I've seen this.
But
maybe I didn't.
Justin Bieber.
He was dating Kourtney Kardashian, I think, at one point. So was it Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
He was dating Kourtney Kardashian?
That was like a rumor.
Wild. Yeah. No, it was CSI. I feel like everyone's been on CSI, though, right?
Yeah, everyone and their mom has just been on
everyone
CSI.
And their mom. Wasn't CSI. Taylor Swift on CSI at one point? Probably. I feel like I remember seeing that. Okay, that's all I got. That was the game.
That was a really fun game.
Thanks for playing. That was super fun. Anyone have a song request they'd like to play?
I do have a song request.
Okay.
I would like you to play Por Favor by Pitbull featuring Fifth Harmony. It's an amazing song.
Only because you're a guest. And I really don't like Pitbull.
You don't?
They don't.
He scares me.
What?
Like, I feel like if I was in a room with him, I would leave. Like, I feel like I would want to leave. You know?
I don't want to do that to you.
No. It's mostly like the way he acts. Like, he just creeps me out.
That's fair.
Right?
That's fair.
I don't know. He's what's the word? Swarmy. Yeah,
I haven't heard that word.
He is a little, that's a good wording. He is a little swarmy. I will give you that. But you know, we're wrapping up the show. We'll probably play a couple more songs. We're gonna play Por Favor by Pitbull and Fifth Harmony.
Mr. Worldwide with the beautiful, sexy, sophisticated Fifth Harmony. I already seen mommy need a TLC, and I ain't too proud to beg just like TLC. I got a good head on my shoulders, if you know what I mean. That's when I called her over and told her, mommy, ven aquí. ¿De dónde eres? ¿Cuál es tu nombre? ¿Tienes novia o buscas hombre? Por favor, disculpa todas las preguntas, que lo único que quiero es un besito en la punta, pretty please.
Please, vas a tener que esperar.
Dame un besito, mami.
Que quieras si me dices por favor. Yo hago todo si me dices por favor.
Por favor.
De la forma que lo dices, dime más, más, más. Que quieras si me dices por favor.
Ella me dijo número uno, mi nombre es Joana. ¿Y de qué punta tú hablas, Punta Cana? No mama, de la punta de mi nariz. O me vi un French kiss en la punta de París. Estoy loco y un poco suelto. Coco quemado y un poco fresco. Pero dame un besito en la punta, por favor, mami. Me lo merezco. Pretty please.
Please, vas a tener que esperar.
Dame un besito, mami.
Please, si lo quieres tonight. Lo que quieras y me dices.
Okay. Mami, dame beso, rico. Mami, dame eso, sexy. Mami, dame beso, rico. Mami, dame eso, sexy. Mami, dame beso, rico. Mami, dame eso, sexy. Mami, dame beso, rico.
Please, vas a tener que esperar.
Por Favor by Fifth Harmony and Pitbull. Wow, what a jam. Thanks for recommending.
You sound so genuine when you say that.
That was like my favorite song. Thank you so much. We're kind of going to wrap up the show here pretty soon. Yeah. It's been fun to have some guests on here.
It was an honor.
Played some games. So answered a phone call. You really, I feel like, got the full experience. Mm-hmm. If you had your own show, each of you, what would they be called?
Amy, go first.
I don't know.
Come on, Amy, you can do it.
Herschel?
The show would be called Herschel.
Yeah, the show
but
would
with
be
a question
called
mark.
Herschel? Herschel question mark. Yeah, that's it.
I feel like, I mean, honestly, that could be the name of my show because that's what a lot of people like react to me when I say things. They're just like, Herschel? Herschel? Like, what? No, I think it'd be called You're Canceled.
Love it.
The name would change eventually.
Right. And the whole show, you'd just be like, you're canceled. You're canceled. Mm-hmm.
You're canceled. Either you're canceled or you can choke.
Right.
And it's and it's not limited to people. I mean, we talk about issues concerning the community.
Right.
Different, and basically,
like current events, right. Pop culture.
Right. And things mm-hmm. that are people that, you know, are canceled and right. or can yeah. choke. So that's kind of what
that's
the,
great.
I think that'd be really great. Amy, I feel like your show would be like, just a Canadian girl trying to make it in the big time.
Yep, that's
that,
it.
Like that whole thing. Yep. That would be your show. Yep.
Oh, Nelly Furtado is also Canadian. I wanted to say that earlier, but I forgot.
Is she?
She is.
That's shookening.
Thanks for sharing. So, that's really relevant. Thank you.
So we have just a Canadian girl in the big old world, would you say?
Trying to make it in the big leagues.
Big apple.
Yep. The big apple.
And then we have
the small maple in the big apple.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh, that's a good
Amy's
one.
Amy's Canadian and lives in hashtag New York City.
This is true. Really quickly before we end the show, we normally do a recommended read segment. That's always carried by Ben because I don't read.
We did a recommended gift.
We did do a recommended gift. I want to recommend one read. And it's actually a read that Ben sent me. So thank you for this read, Ben. It's from The Cut, and it's called Your good. Reckoning and Mine, as stories about abuse, assault, and complicity come flooding out. How do we think about the culprits in our lives, including sometimes ourselves? It was a really, really good read, especially if you're kind of starting trying to reorient yourself given what's been happening. So would recommend.
I recommend.
Great. Amy read it because I made her. Yeah, everyone's read it because I've made them, but it's really, really good. Amy's mom read it. Okay, well, thank you so much for listening today.
Thank you, Lauren.
Listening to Hymn Hunters International on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. A really special show today with some guests. I think collectively we've decided to end the show with Stromae. Did you know also his name is very long, like for maestro? Yeah. So it's like for French slang, it's like when you cut the word. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like when you...
It's when you take the...
second half of the word and put... Kind of like Pig Latin, right? Mm-hmm. And put it in the front half. So like police would be like lis po.
And the word verlan is verlan for envers, which means inverse.
Oh, good accent.
So that's something too.
So this is Stromae / Maestro with Papa Ute.
Or l'envers.
L'envers, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, should we like label the show as an educational show?
This is, I mean, it's for the children. That's why we're doing this.
The children. Okay, thank you for listening this week. And we won't be back next week. We'll have the week off.
Happy break,
happy
everybody.
Break. If you celebrate the holiday, happy holidays. Enjoy a warm meal with people that you like, hopefully. I'll be at Amy's house.
Yep.
Hersh, are you going home for
I'm
the break?
I'm going home. I'll be
That'll
home.
Be really nice.
Yeah. Eating, sleeping.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy this last song. Have a good break.
D dites-moi d'où il vient. Enfin, je saurai où je vais. Maman dit que lorsqu'on cherche bien, on finit toujours par trouver. Elle dit qu'il n'est jamais très loin, qu'il part très souvent travailler. Maman dit travailler c'est bien, bien mieux qu'être mal accompagné. Pas vrai? Où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, il sait ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey.